For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. In the wake of the horrific events last weekend in Charlottesville, state legislatures are taking a second look at their hate crimes laws. Connecticut's General Assembly is ahead of the curve. It overwhelmingly passed a new hate crimes bill earlier this summer, one of the strongest in the nation. The bill was signed into law by Governor Malloy in June and increases the punishment for a hate crime from a misdemeanor to a felony. The law also makes actions, including a bomb threat or threat of violence against a house of worship, religious community center, other religious institutions, or any daycare facility, a Class C felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Democratic State Representative William Tong is the co-chair of the legislature's Judiciary Committee. He says an important part of this law allows the court to order a person convicted of a hate crime to undergo community service as a form of restitution for the victim, a concept called restorative justice.
People commit hate crimes and threaten other groups of people who are not like them. You know, one way to solve that issue is not just to penalize people with fines or to throw them in jail, but to make them make amends.
Tong says Connecticut's new hate crimes law is the toughest in the country and will serve as a deterrent for any racial group that may consider a show of force similar to Charlottesville.
Hate crimes deserve the strongest condemnation under the law, and I think that that will help people and make people think twice about marching down the street with a tiki torch and threatening others and openly spewing hate.
According to the Connecticut Anti-Defamation League, hate crimes in Connecticut have doubled since last summer. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.